This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients, prescription drugs, and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers report the results of studies about drugs already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, a right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're going to take you on a real journey around the conspiracy of the world. You know what I'm saying, Steve?
Huh? I guess I don't. No, it's good to hear you, though, Bob. I'm glad.
Hi,
that,
Steve.
That's more like the PBS, sort of.
Hi.
Welcome to.
Tonight on the program.
Public broadcasting.
You know, I've been calling into the sports show.
Uh-huh.
And I've been having so much fun.
Have you?
Because I've been able to do like different voices when I call in. Because of course I'm banned from the show. Because every time I call in, I say, "Don't you think you ought to be concerned about what's going on in Israel and the Palestinian genocide that's taking place?" Essentially, and they'd say, "Well, this is a sports show. We're talking about football." And I said, "Haven't you heard that this is the bread and circuses for the masses?"
"Oh, we're talking about football, and the QB of this guy talking about homosexuals."
Homosexuals? It's pretty sad. It really is. And, you know, but the thing about this show that I like, Bob, is that we get a chance to talk to people about what's really going on, things they really do need to know. And I think there's importance to it all. I mean, we are fighting a battle with people who are deluded with all kinds of entertainment like that and are not thinking at all about what's happening.
By the way, Netanyahu, you heard what he had to say recently, right?
Yeah, it was pretty grisly.
He said that Hamas using rising death toll is, just an attempt to make Israel look bad. That's what he said.
Well, the fact is, I think Israel wants a high death toll. And I'll tell you the reason why, Bob. I think this is in their interests, even at the cost of this huge public relations black eye that they're getting right now with what they're doing. Because I think the message they want to send is that they're going to be very, very tough on anybody. Because the real problem isn't Gaza. It's Lebanon to the north, Syria, and also the possibilities of other attacks from some other groups of people, perhaps, that are far more sophisticated. I think they're actually using Gaza as a scapegoat to try to vent this kind of furious and animosity against anybody in order to set a tone. And that's what bothers me about it. I mean, it's the whole thing is... I think Israel likes the death toll, to be honest with you. I think the only reason why they sent the ground troops in there was basically a suicide mission to say that we'll continue to pummel people with high advanced technology and rockets, even if they keep firing these little missiles that really don't do much damage at all to us. You know, I think they want to set that message out there, as bad as it is. It's not a good PR stunt. Obviously, Israel is not doing well with this whole thing. And the Gazans, as you see tonight on the news, and I saw them, are very resistant. They're not giving up, friends. And I feel bad about this whole situation. I wish I could stop it all, you know, but I think Netanyahu, and I've heard some other things that he had said, of course, that, you know, about the death toll and all this. I think he's, you know, they're all buried into this concept that if anybody, now imagine what would happen if real missiles started coming across the Lebanese border to the north. They have very high technology and very more advanced at ballistics up there. They've been storing up since 2006 when Israel was driven out in the ground war in Lebanon. And they have really been stocking up there since then. And the real threat to Israel is not Gaza. It is not Gaza. It is can't possibly be Gaza, friends. It's Lebanon. It's possibly Syria. And it could be Iran, of course, or other people from the east. I don't believe ISIS is a threat to Israel, because I believe that Israel has created ISIS along with M16 and MI6, that is, and the CIA. I think it's pretty well documented that Ali Baghdadi is a plant. He is a phony personality leading this whole thing. And so the diversion that Israel is creating by bombing and taking this posture of very bloody retribution is diverting people's attention from what's really going on with ISIS and the other things around the world that Israel is currently involved in, especially the Lebanese border, which is something that they never mention in the news, which is a far more serious threat.
Brian, I couldn't agree more. Steve, in other news, Bill Clinton has a new supposed lover that has come out, or that somebody's reporting about. I don't have any of the details. However, I did hear about it on the radio, and I wanted to mention that, well, it's a pretty big freaking distraction, just like the Monica Lewinsky thing is. It's a complete waste of time to talk about, and after all, this guy is responsible for many crimes. This guy is responsible for many murders, many... I mean, the list goes on and on. I can't even begin to tell you how many things this guy has done. Right. And he's no different than the right. I mean, we know the left-right paradigm is in full force here. When we take a look at Clinton on one end of the spectrum, the Clinton crime family, as they've been called, and on the other end of the spectrum, the Bush crime family and this crime family. I mean, sure, they're just pawns to the New World Order at the end of the day.
Right. But, you know, Bill Clinton, as I understood, I heard a report today, has made over $106 million on speeches since he's been, since he left the presidency.
He's poor. He's a poor man. Wasn't Hillary Clinton saying something about them being poor?
Yeah, right. $106 million in speeches. And he also has lifetime Secret Service support and help. So we pay the bills and expenses for him to go places. So he's not even paying his own expenses in these deals. We are. So he's pulling down a huge amount of money. This was a guy who was impeached and I believe should have been held responsible for high crimes and misdemeanors. I'll just sort of underline lightly misdemeanors. There are much more serious crimes than the things that happened with Monica Lewinsky, that which were revealed after all the impeachment hearings. Bill Clinton really should be in prison. Instead, he's getting $106 million for making speeches, and now we find out he has another... Is this a lover, Bob, or is this another abusee that he has? That somebody, that he's, you know, one of these relationships where he abused somebody, because there's...
I don't know, Steve. I don't care, really.
Yeah.
About his sexcapades. I really could care less.
Yeah, I could as well, but we'll hear a lot about it, as you pointed out, because this would be some sort of political football that they'll kick back and forth for a while. And the most aggravating thing about it all is it's just disgusting and it's distasteful to everybody. And it just emphasizes that people like Bill Clinton can live this kind of a lifestyle in our country today and never have any consequences or any answer to anybody about the irresponsibility and the dangerous and even deviant and murderous things that these people have been involved with. It's very sad.
I want to mention that Andy Dean, a.k.a. Andy Latinsky, okay. Andrew Latinsky, okay. Talk radio host and number one schmendrick in my eyes, somebody who I've had a tumultuous relationship with, is gone from Premier Radio. Dropped him, rather. He's a schmuck. And good riddance to him. I'm glad that the lamestream wouldn't even keep this Schmendrick. He recently came on the air saying that he was going to wish the Palestinian people a fiery place in hell, and that they should all be wiped off the face of the map. And that's not why they got rid of him. They got rid of him because he sucks. When we get back in a little bit, I'm going to play a call that I had to Andy Dean about the Clinton crime family in honor of his departure from Premier Radio Network's nationally syndicated schmuck, Andy Dean Latinsky. Latinsky, he uses crypto Jew name, is gone. And again, good riddance to him. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Goodbye, Andy Latinsky, you Schmendrick. Goodbye, Andy Latinsky, a.k.a. Andy Dean, talk radio host, syndicated talk radio host, no more. And a disgusting, disgusting piece of you-know-what who claims that Israel can do no wrong, the terrorists, blah, 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 blah. I mean, this guy said some of the most disgusting comments since I heard, probably shortly after 9/11. I mean, this kid, he's my age, you know, 30. Okay, this guy, what a piece of you-know-what. Andy Latinsky, a.k.a. Andy Dean. I don't know, you know, normally I don't get caught up in my despise for personalities, Steve.
Yeah, especially personalities.
Radio personalities. And I don't talk about other personalities ever. But this guy really irked me, and I had called in a couple of times. And one of the times I called in, Steve, I happened to call him about the Clinton crime family. And he, of course, pressed the dump button and cut off the majority of my call. But here's that call that I gave to the syndicated host, no longer Andy Dean Latinsky, who goes by, of course, Andy Dean.
Let's go to Bob in Florida. Bob, what do you have?
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it. Hillary Clinton has had the road to the White House presented to her many years ago when her husband Bill attended Georgetown University and studied under Carol Quigley, who most famously wrote the novel.
I just fell asleep. All right, let's go to Tim in Mississippi. Tim, what do you have?
No, he didn't fall asleep, Steve. I continued to go on, and he dumped me because of not my language. It was all within the context of the FCC rules. He dumped me because of the hard-hitting information that I found and had the chutzpah to say that he fell asleep.
Right. Three words: Bill Clinton, Georgetown University, Carol Quigley. You know.
Yep.
That says a lot right there, because it talks to you directly about the inner workings of the elite and the past of Bill Clinton and why he is such a bad person, which he doesn't want the audience to know about or think about or hear about. This is not about his show, you know. Yeah, it's typical. So I'm glad he's gone. Good. You know, will he get another gig someplace? Hope not. But any other clips that you have that you called in on a show?
Yeah, I'll leave it at that, because I don't want to spend another second with this schmuck. I tried calling him the other day, but he didn't get me on hold. I tried calling him about the Israeli situation, because he was going, these people should be wiped off the face of the earth. Blah, blah. I mean, excuse me.
Makes you sick.
Could you imagine if anybody said that about Israel? Could you imagine? They'd be called Nazis. They'd be called terrorists. They'd be called every name under the book, Steve. But for some reason, it's okay.
Yeah, they do.
That none other than Palestinians are wiped off the face of the earth? Something's wrong there, big time.
You know, I do have to say this, though. There has been some coverage that has been very explicit in pertaining to the Palestinian suffering that's going on there. And I don't know whether the mainstream media is deleting a good portion of it or the most grisly parts of it all, possibly, Bob. But, you know, they are taking notice of the suffering. It's kind of like watching that film Gandhi, you know, where all the Indians were being beat as they wanted to get to their own salt. You know, and they're just, that's kind of what's happening in Gaza. I mean, it's just like, it's almost like they're putting on this demonstration of their defiance in spite of this incredible reign of terror that Israel's bringing down on them. And some of the news media is having to take notice of it.
Yeah, what else is going on, Steve?
Well, lots of things, of course. We keep following up on Flight 17, Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. The CBS News tonight was SEEBS, of course. The narrative in the mainstream is still trying to do everything they can to blame the Russian rebels or the Russian separatists, Russian-backed separatists, in spite of just a hailstorm of information coming in that basically is questioning the whole narrative about all of what happened there. And they did everything, they're doing everything they can to blame Russia, which I find very surprising to the fact that so much of the internet is already ablaze with just all kinds of information. The Russian military presentation, the Russians' satellite photos, are asking for the air traffic control tapes from Kiev, and they can't hear them. They're asking the United States for their keyhole satellite photography that's been taken there that should have been active exactly at the same time this happened. The whole flight path, the whole issue, even pilots are asking questions as to how this flight ended up way over where it did. So, I mean, that's going on, but the story really at this point isn't so much, it's not so much about who did it as much as it is these people mourning and showing these cascades of people driving, people standing on the streets while these hearses go by, and the ugly death of these people, and how this, of course, has to fit in somehow with the Russian separatists or the rebels there in Ukraine. And then, of course, today, the Russian separatists shot down two more military jets from Ukraine. Okay, so that's a big part of it. But this was these are a fair game, I guess you have to say, in this kind of thing, because these were military jets. They were not... The separatists, I believe, did not shoot down MH17. But that's my opinion, and of course, I think there's a lot of information about that. Our callers, I'm sure, are quite aware. And the important thing, I think, is, Bob, we've got to communicate. We have got to talk to people, because they're not getting the news from the mainstream. They're getting slanted, spun propaganda that's always state-controlled, state-run, just like that interview that you just played a minute ago, where the radio program. I mean, people are just being cut off and obscured, and it's not working very well with a lot of people. But remember, they're trying to tell us that they control public opinion, and they're trying to create their control of public opinion. And we have our duty ahead of us. There's so many things we need to keep talking about, friends. We can't quit right now, because people are listening, and we are winning this battle for the information dissemination war, if you like, because people are coming around to asking questions, Bob.
They sure are, Steve. And that's encouraging, and that gives me some hope. However, I don't think enough people have been asking questions and will continue to ask questions, because look at the way people are treating this Israeli situation. I invited a Jewish guy on the show, by the way. A Jewish guy that's a friend of a friend, who has been quite vicious on a Facebook thread. And I'm excited to have him on, Steve, because I want to expose the ignorance involved with this issue. It's an issue that has created really, really, really divided minds and people. And as a result, it's not getting us anywhere, but at the same time, there needs to be a division here between good and evil. And I'll tell you what's evil about it, Steve. Mm-hmm. Killing innocent civilians. That's evil.
Bombing hospitals, of course, they're saying the last rocket came from the hospital. You know, we'll have to have Doug tonight on, because Doug is, I hope, coming up for our...
Well, it's War Room Wednesday, so we're planning on having him on.
Yeah, well, I was anticipating and expecting that we will have Doug with us tonight at the top of the hour, friends. But, in the meantime, we will be talking about some of these issues. We'll be going over these headlines and some of the latest things about it. But the key thing is I have questions about Hamas. I really do. I mean, I don't trust that leadership, to be honest with you. To do this the way they're doing, I think, is a very bad idea. But that's my opinion.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Yeah. The Bob Tuscan Show continues. Steve Starr is here with you. We got Fred hanging on the line here. And I guess maybe we should go to Fred and see what he has to say. And, of course, we are going to open lines at least for the rest of this hour. Then we have Doug Owen from Blacklisted News coming on for War Room Wednesday. Friends, we do it every Wednesday night. And the only reason why I wouldn't extend those lines is because, man, last time we did it, we had calls. Doug doesn't mind answering calls, of course, but, you know, I'd like to give him a little chance to talk a little bit about his website, his headlines. And by the way, go to blacklistednews.com and you can see those. But in the meantime, let's go to Fred in Michigan. Fred, are you there?
Thank you, Steve. I am.
Good
to hear you and Bob tonight. And
yeah, good.
I want to especially thank Brother Bob for his engagement with Andy the Dandy Boy Deanie.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm kind of remorse for that because I was planning to track him down, Andy Boy Dean, and rip out his tongue someday, but I guess that'll have to wait for another time.
I think his tongue, at least on the broadcast spectrum, has already been ripped down, so you don't have to worry about that now.
Yeah, that's right.
But what about your tongue? Your tongue. You have things to say?
Yes, indeed. Now, in 1985, we recall the Achille Laurel incident or event where this wheelchair-bound American, Leon Klinghoffer, is executed. And a book was authored by Ari Ben-Menashe, former special intelligence advisor to Itzhak Shamir. Ari Ben-Menashe's book, Prophets of War, explains the black ops tactic that was utilized in the Achille Laurel event when he says Israeli Mossad funds Palestinian terror groups to conduct attacks on Israeli targets. Could that explain the murders of those three Israeli lads? And then we have an event in, let's see, 1982. Defense Minister Ariel Sharon orchestrates Israel's invasion of Lebanon, in which 2,000 men, women, and children are massacred in the Sabra and Shatila areas. This is called Operation Galilee Peace. Sharon then invades Beirut with a series of airstrikes on civilian targets, no less. 20,000 Lebanese and Palestinian civilians are murdered. And after this, Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin arrogantly says of this massacre, "We do not have to answer to the world, only to ourselves." This is the same guy, Steve and Bob, who in 1956, in addressing the IDF in Tel Aviv, some special conference, he stated, 1956, October 28, "You Israelis, you IDF Israelis, should never be lenient when you kill your enemies. Have no pity until we have destroyed their so-called Arab culture, on the ruins of which we shall build our own civilization." And this is the same guy, 1955, Israeli Mossad conducts clandestine terrorist bombings of American facilities in Cairo. Then in 1954, the Levant affair, where they recruit, Mossad recruits Israeli, the Egyptian citizens of Israeli descent to bomb Western targets in Egypt and plant evidence to frame Arabs. This is the first known use of Israelis who look like Arabs being used by Mossad to conduct terrorist attacks that is then blamed on the Arabs. By way of deception, thou shalt do war.
I mean, that's the Mossad theme. Mm-hmm. That's their motto.
And so then we go back to, let's see, what was that? Oh yeah, here we go. The Deir Yassin massacre. Following the Deir Yassin massacre, that was 1948. Then there was more, genocidal war crime events. The Israelis then, after those events, they then control 80% of Palestine. They had already been given 60% by the UN. It was UN Resolution 181 in then there's the King David massacre. That's when British journalist Russell Warren Howell interviews Menachem Begin after they murdered a whole bunch of people at the King David Hotel because they wanted to drive out the British. So he asked Menachem Begin if he considers himself the godfather of terrorism in the Middle East. Menachem Begin replies, no, the entire world. You know, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with, yeah, you know, brazen supremacists who are just, they got to be demonically possessed, don't they?
It's a very strange, strange mindset these people have, absolutely, of course. You know, but the question I asked kind of before the break is, you know, bring us up to date. The strategy behind Abbas and Hamas, I mean, I'm trying to understand. I know that they've been under a blockade for a long time. The people are so frustrated and fatigued and worn out and just frazzled by the situation that life is miserable there. They've had a very hard time. And
they don't even have direct access to life, the minimum of life-sustaining water supplies.
Yeah, right. I know it's a very difficult situation for them. But the question is, why would they, presuming they do, of course, why would they launch these futile rockets continually against Israel at this point? I mean, I would wonder what the strategy is here. That bothers me a lot, you know, to be honest with you.
You know what? There's collusion. There's complicity there. You got it. You're absolutely right. I mean, remember the expression, you know, I don't have a price, okay, but there are those who are, whatever reasons, committed to a material existence, and they have no thought about life after death in this world. So, hey, if somebody offers them $1 million, $5 million, look what happened in Ukraine when Victoria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt paid off the neo-Nazi terrorists to conduct a coup d'état, $6 billion, and they're bragging about it. Then they're doing the same thing. They're creating the enemies, so they control both sides. That's the historic record. I mean, look at the USS Liberty massacre, then the Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, they murdered JFK. I mean, man, what is it going to take, Brother Steve, to wake up the American sheeple? I mean,
it's amazing. It really is. And of course, you know, the situation there is you know, the leadership of these people. It's not the people that bother me so much as the leadership around the world that's going on. As you mentioned, Menachem Begin and Shimon Peres and so many others. And Netanyahu, of course, who we heard about tonight and talked a little bit about. And then, of course, you have Yasser Arafat, and I wonder about Abbas. I mean, I feel bad for the people in that region because of the leadership there. I don't understand why they can't break free, but then all of a sudden I remember where we live in the United States, which is what's going on here. And I see the same sort of thing where people are lost in this dilemma of, you know, misinterpretation and misunderstanding of the bad news that they get out there all the time. They don't hear the truth. They don't hear analysis. They don't hear any other sides of the story. They don't see any hope. And I feel bad when I see people rooting on one side or the other, because I know, generally speaking, it's always going to be the civilians and people who are hurt the most.
Well, and Steve, you know what? I got to thinking, if we're going to donate taxpayer money, okay, we need to do it directly, not to the so-called leaders that are puppets, just like in this country.
All right, hold on. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces, fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Yes, that's right. It's the, what's this show called again?
Bob Tough Skin Show.
You gotta have tough skin to,
right. Or you'll
handle what around. Handle.
That's right.
Right?
You gotta have tough skin and you gotta be able to handle it. You know, cause we can handle the truth, Bob. We can handle the truth on your show. And we talk about it. That's what we do here. I mean, we kind of flip it sometimes, but the reality is we live in awesome times, and we get into some very intense subjects, as you well know, and if you've listened to Bob's show. Hey, you know, unfortunately, we had a call from Doug Owen, who is not feeling good. Our hearts go out to him. I hope he gets feeling better. His allergies are bothering him pretty bad. He's usually here for War Room Wednesday, and it won't be War Room Wednesday without Doug Owen. Bob, but we'll be going to his website and reading a few of the headlines there from blacklistednews.com in Doug's absence, who hope he will be feeling better. He said he just couldn't handle it. His allergies were really giving him a hard time. So we miss Doug, and we will see him again, I'm sure, next week or sometime in the future. And in the meantime, well, I guess we'll open up phone calls and go from there, talk about a lot of other things. And
sure, and we might have on John, the Caribbean critic, at some point as well.
Ah, yes. John, hello, boys and girls. Yeah, there you go.
That's a poor impression, Steve.
It is, it is. But, you know, I don't live in Barbados, so it's, you'll have to make do with that. You know, I live in a Greeley, Colorado area, you know, which is full of cows and all kinds of things. You know, it's funny, Bob, you know, I live within smelling distance of a dairy. But do you think my price of milk is any cheaper than anybody else's around here? Do you think I can get raw milk from them? Can I go over to the dairy and say, hey, Mr. Dairy Farmer, can I have raw milk?
I mean, it depends what kind of dairy you got there.
No, it's got a dairy. Holstein's out there. A lot of
money. I know, but is it factory farm dairy? Is it local dairy? I mean, it all depends on the situation. I have a dairy farm up the road from me, and I get good quality raw milk from grass-fed cows.
Well, that would be nice. These are probably, I don't think they're grass-fed. They're more like a stable or, you know, manger-fed, whatever you call it.
GMO-fed, you mean?
I don't know. I don't know what they're eating up there. I do know that it's kind of a smaller dairy. I mean, they probably have about 200 head. You know, it's a family dairy. And what's happened up here is a lot of the family dairies are going out of business. It's really surprising. And to see prices of things like butter and milk going way up. I mean, we were buying milk for $1 a gallon for a while, not too long ago. I mean, it's been a while, 3-4 years, but... And then it went up to about a little under $2, and now it's like, what, $3.45 or $3.38. Some people are paying $3.75 for a gallon. I mean, like I said, I'm within smelling distance of this dairy. Why is it that the price of milk in our community is so high when we have so much of it being produced by people locally? Why is it all food is that way?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they want to kill us, Steve.
Yeah, they want to run it through the system. The only food that we can have is food that goes through their control. It's the same thing with everything that's produced in various places. You can't buy bananas cheaper in one location that grows bananas, or oranges cheaper in many cases. I mean, you can get oranges from around the world is the same price that you could get them technically from what are grown down the street, unless you knew the people really well, Bob, like you do. But, why is it our food supply at this point is so reliant on this huge, you know, agricultural, industrial food complex system? Topic for discussion. Discuss among yourselves.
800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here's my take, Steve.
Okay, your take.
I choose not to poison myself. And I have that ability to do so. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how do you do that? Because I live in a relatively highly rural agricultural county, and I don't know where to go to find food other than people who I do know that are, you know, private folks who have some of their own land and I get, you know, grass feed their cattle and slaughter their own meat, you know, just friends. But I don't know any place where I can go to a farmer's market and buy non-GMO foods. I don't know of any place. We have corn, we have wheat, we have all kinds of things here. And I can't seem to find anything that's not on the mainstream market. How do you do it?
I go to my farmer's market. It's a great place. My local grocery store has it. I mean, there's three different types of grocery stores, and I don't live in a huge town, Steve. There's three different types of grocery stores. If you go to your Shopko, or that's not one, what is it, Kroger? What's the big one near you, Kroger?
Well, Kroger's a big chain, of course. That would be King Supers. We also have Walmart.
Yeah. King Supers, yeah.
Yeah.
We have Publix down here, and even Publix now is coming around. But if I go to Winn-Dixie, there's nothing. If I go to Publix, there's some good stuff. But if I go to the local store, Ward's is the name of our local grocery store, there's tons of good stuff there. Tons.
Well, see, you have the advantage. I don't know how many listeners out there have the same advantage.
Well, Steve, you're just lazy and go to the same big box store.
I don't know of any other stores, Bob. I really don't.
I don't buy it. Well, where do you live? Where do you live, Steve?
Okay.
Really?
Looking Greedy, Colorado. Look for groceries, and you may find a lot of
Hispanic. Right,
I bet you're going to find Colorado. A lot of Hispanic. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, there's going to be health food stores. You know, there are a few of those, of course.
Okay, so why don't you shop at the health food store?
Well, because I don't want to spend $10.98 for a pineapple. You know, because I'm not really...
I don't think you always will spend that much money for
pineapple. I'm not really convinced that the pineapples are, you know, non-GMO anyway at most of these places.
Well...
I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, going to a health food store that has a whole vast array of produce and stuff. There are some around there, of course.
Okay, wrong, Steve. Sprouts Greeley.
Sprouts, that's what I was talking about.
Sprouts, it's not all health food store. Their prices are reasonable. I've shopped at a Sprouts. I went to one in, they had one in Arizona. It's a nice store. You can save money there. They have coupons. They have organic stuff. Why don't you go to Sprouts?
Okay. Hey, I have been to Sprouts many times, by the way. I'll tell you what I'll do, Bob, because I want you to be right, actually.
But wait.
I want you to be right
because... Give me some credit here, because you do... You told me to look up a grocery store saying that you had nothing locally, that it's all Hispanic and Kroger's and Safeway's. And I looked it up, and you have a freaking Sprouts grocery store, which I would love to have. That's a bigger store than I ever would ever have here, with more selection.
All right, Uncle, you win here. You know, I'm not unhappy either that you brought that up, because what I'll do, Bob, is I will go over there and I'll check on foods and prices and stuff like that, and I'll try to shop there as much as possible. Let me get back with you on that.
Granted, Steve, I know you're.
I'll get back with you.
I know you're on a budget, and I know you want to. You know, I know you don't want to be broke at the end of the day, so I understand that, and I'm folks. Don't get me wrong. I'm not.
No, I appreciate that, because you're looking out for my health, and I'm glad you are. I do know about Sprouts, and I will check it out, and we'll do a comparison, and I'll look around and see if I can find some others too, because I think your point is well made, and I appreciate you bringing it up, Bob, because I want
to... Dan just told me, our producer just told me to stop bullying you.
Hey, wait, Bob, cut it out, Bob! Don't pick... cut it out!
You know, am I bullying you, Steve? Am I being mean? No, I'm going to get some hate mail. Why are you so mean to Steve tonight?
I'm glad you're talking about this and bringing it up, because I will go there specifically to look at prices and get comparisons and things. Remember I told you that I bought some apricots from Walmart that were like $2 a piece, and they only have them on the shelf for a very short period of time. They were they were supposed to be $1.98 a pound. As it turns out, we bought four of them. They were like $8, something like that. It was astounding. But, you know, I'll look at some of these things, and
Let's take Sherry in Kansas real quick. Sherry, hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, Steve, try something called localharvest.com, and then another one is, I'm trying to think, it's wild something. I'm not sure if it's wild food or
wild oats?
No, it's actually kind of a website for people to that you can put your stuff on if you've got a web.
All right, email it to me, Sherry, when you think of it. localharvest.org. I'm on there right now. That looks like a great site. We'll be right back with hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.